We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Going on, Orlando Magic fans, welcome back to the Six-Man Show post-game live, presented by Rock'em. It's been a long time. It's been like a week and a half since I've seen you guys. So glad to be back, and so glad to be back with a gigantic W up in Cleveland. What a night. What a win for the Magic. They win 116-109 over the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road again, because this team just lives on the road, but doesn't matter. Magic find a way to win in what was a really fun game. Big game for the bench, big game for a lot of guys, six guys in double figures. We'll talk about this entire game over the course of the night. So glad you're with us. Like I said, it's been a long time, guys. We had, not only did we have the All-Star break, but before that, we had the OKC game where we didn't have this show because it was the whole Shaq thing and we were all there and all this good stuff. And then the very next night, the Magic played the Knicks and then Luke ran this show. So I literally haven't seen you guys in almost 2 weeks. What is going on, chat? So glad you guys are here. We already have super chats. Let's talk about these super chats. Of course, we have Ty Mr. TV says, play our song, Happy Anniversary, Six Man Show. By the way, if you guys have not watched our five-year anniversary episode that dropped earlier today, this morning, you have got to watch it tonight. Like it, we've done close to 400 episodes of the Six Man Show, and this one is one of, if not my favorite episodes we've ever done. It was so much fun. And if you don't like really long podcasts, like you look at that one, it's 90 minutes long. It's our longest episode ever. I get it. Just watch the second half. If you can't watch the whole thing, just start at the Jalen Suggs interview. Shout out, by the way, Jalen Suggs came on the show. Start the interview and watch the second half. It was so much fun. There were some surprises. There was a lot of laughter. There were literally three grown men crying by the end of it. It was an amazing, heartwarming time, but also really exciting because it gets us really fired up for the second part of the season here and the playoffs. So anyway, thank you, Ty. Thank you for the shout out to the anniversary show. Luis Azario says, Mo gave the Cavs some hammer time. The German hammer said, can't touch this. Man, how frustrating does it have to be for opposing fans to have a guy like Mo Wagner just cook you? Like, how painful must that experience be? Because he does not look like a guy that should be cooking anyone. And then he looks kind of like an evil villain while he's doing it. And so I cannot imagine how maybe frustrating that can be for some opposing fans. But anyway, welcome to the Six Man Show Post Game Live. I'm producer Kevin. I'm glad you're here. If this is your first time joining us because we've been off for, you know, a week and a half, welcome. We're the Six Man Show. We're an Orlando Magic podcast. We put out shows every Monday and Thursday, and we're here after every single Orlando Magic game live right here on YouTube with this Post Game Live. And I wanted to tell you one thing, guys. Think ahead. We're almost a month away. Think ahead to St. Patrick's Day. Think about St. Patrick's Day. If you're like me, I don't wear color. I literally wear black every day. That's what I wear, except when I'm wearing Magic stuff, right? So if you're like me, you don't like colors. You don't like to wear green, you know? But you're worried that, you know, your coworkers or your friends at school, they're going to make fun of you, maybe even pinch you if that's still a thing on St. Patrick's Day. How cool would it be if you can flex on them and be like, oh, you can't get me because I'm wearing green socks from Rock'em. Holy smokes. Look at these socks and these underwear from Rock'em. St. Patrick's Day right around the corner. Look at this one, guys. Leprechaun Gritty. Are you kidding me? This is why we love Rock'em, because they are some of the wildest, wackiest, most creative people on the planet. They are so funny. We love them. And yeah, they're the sponsor of the Six Man Show Post Game Live. So obviously you want to check them out, not just for St. Patrick's Day, but of course they do have Orlando Magic stuff, as well as any other NBA team, NFL, NHL, college sports team as well. Of course, you can get these Magic Win pizza socks. Shout out to Papa John's. Tomorrow you can use that code MAGICWIN to get 50% off your online order at papajohns.com. Big shout out to Rock'em. They're the presenting sponsor of the Six Man Show Post Game Live. And when you shop at Rock'em.com, which you should do, please use that code MAGIC20 because it'll get you 20% off your order at Rock'em.com. That code is good all season long. 20% off your order? That's amazing. Socks, underwear from Rock'em.com. Check them out. As always, shout out to Rock'em for supporting the show. All right, chat. It's your turn. What a night. Luis Rosario, this is the storyline of the night, says Magic Bench was fire tonight. Magic Bench, think back to the beginning of the season, guys. This is how this team got off to such a good start, was the bench, right? And tonight, coming back from the All-Star break, nothing short of spectacular. We're obviously going to look at the box score here in a little bit, but I'll just give you a sneak peek. The bench, the plus minuses of the bench, I'll just tell you, plus 21, plus 23, 17, 18, and 8. All positive plus minuses for the bench. And they were sensational. They were just so good. We'll talk more about them later. We do have a couple more super chats coming in. Cool Beans says, altogether, great game, excellent scoring across the board, and just the beginning of an important playoff push. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Thank you so much, Cool Beans, for that super chat. And then we got our guy, Michael Martin. He says, Paolo's mini-me, AB, is ready to take over for Fultz. Oh, man. I know we're going to talk about AB later. I'm glad he got some burn tonight. I was really hoping he was going to start. I'll just be honest. We can talk more about him later, but obviously, it ended up working out really well for the night. Do I want to see him start later? Maybe. However, shout out to Gary Harris, by the way. Gary's defense tonight. This is one of the best defensive performances. Gary's a great defender. Don't get me wrong. But tonight, he was like elite. He was so good. Blaze says Mo Wagner was cooking. Man, absolutely. Rom says Mo and Cole carry us tonight. But they almost cost the game. Mini heart attack. Yeah, the Mo Wagner thing at the very end, I think it was like 40 seconds left maybe. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. Where he had that baseline drive. Like, Mo, just dribble it out. You can take another 10, 12 seconds off the clock. Instead, I know he's got the hot hand. I know he's cooking. Tried to add to his tally and almost cost us a little bit. Ty says we are looking good and focused. Man, you're not wrong. Defensively, very good tonight. There were large stretches of this game that were elite defensive moments for this team. And then offensively, sharp. Lots of ball movement, which is when this team is at its best. You just love to see it. Clement says, back like they never left. Facts, this team was hot going into the break. We pick up where we left off. And the other thing is, don't forget, Cleveland was hot coming into the break. Now, obviously, we have to say that there was no Donovan Mitchell tonight, right? Like, obviously. Magic catch a break there. There's no getting by that, right? Especially because the Magic were almost fully healthy, although Markel was out, and then Paolo was available and played, but clearly not 100% with whatever illness he's dealing with. So, obviously, we catch a break there. But Cleveland was one of the hottest teams, the hottest team in the league coming into the break. And so we talked about it on the show today, the podcast this morning was like, maybe, you catch Cleveland. They were really hot. They get all this time off and maybe they cool off a little bit, Maybe it was a little bit of that, but I think it was also a lot of really good defense for the Magic. Love that. Dennis says, let's go. Wanted that get back in the Cavs. Love that. Dennis says, AB returns. Yep. Chris says, play the song. You know what? Let's play the song. Yeah. Let's go. You just love to see it. You can't sit still when that song plays, If you sit still when that song plays, I don't know, there might not be a whole lot of Magic blood in you. I'm just saying. You got to move something. Chris D says, loving the AB minutes. Free AB. Facts, man. He also says, play that freaking song. I'm just saying 50 wins are still in play. I'm calling a 20-7 finish post All-Star break. That would be wild. That'd be crazy. Only Melo says our bench is carrying us. Man, they were absolutely doing that tonight. Again, just like they did in the beginning of the season, which you love to see. Doc 2 says, what a great victory. The Cavs are tough. That is a really good defensive team.
And obviously you add Donovan Mitchell into their normal mix, that team. I keep referring back to the show today, but we talked about it a little bit on the show this morning. We'll talk about it more, obviously, as the season goes on, which of the top-level teams we would want to face in the first round. Cavs are bottom of the list for me. I'd rather play New York. I'd rather play, you know, obviously, I don't think Miami's going to move up there. If Miami does, I wouldn't want to play them. I mean, I'd rather play them. I'd rather play Philly, even with Embiid. I want no part of this Cavs team. I'm just saying. That is a team unit, especially because they have the two big guys down low, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. That just feels like a recipe for disaster against us when we, you know, prefer to be in the paint and at the rim nonstop, and those guys can obviously stop that. The good thing for the Magic, and obviously we'll look at the numbers here later, is the Magic shot the ball really well from outside, which is pretty rare. And so in a playoff series, I would not count on the three ball. But anyway, Cavs are really, really good. I'm trying to remember if this is the last time we play them. I think we have one more game against the Cavs. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think so. Doesn't matter. Regardless, really good team. Only Hero also says, bench was great tonight. Cole had his first good game in what feels like months. Hopefully this is the turning point. Also, Scott Foster is a terrible ref. Play that song. Golly, the officiating tonight was not great. And I would say so on both sides. I think that the Cavs had legitimate arguments. The Magic had legitimate arguments. I don't think there was any call that was as bad as Mo Wagner's technical, though. Like, Mo Wagner is pointing and screaming at the Orlando Magic bench to review, to challenge that call. Pointing and screaming. Very demonstratively, obviously, as you would expect from Mo Wagner, pointing and screaming, and he gets called for a T for screaming at his own bench. I could not believe it, and neither could they. Very strange night, and yeah, Scott Foster, oof. Not great. Not great. Yeah, Toe Life, let's go Magic. Chris, let's go Magic. David Erickson, song. I like that, just song. Santi, our guy Santi says, yeah, baby, bench stepped up. No more messing around. We got to focus on this run into the playoffs. Here's the thing. I talked about this before the All-Star break. I said, after the All-Star break, every win that we get, when I come on here on this show, I am not going to nitpick and pick it apart, right? Like, in the first half of the season, I feel like there's a lot of room for that, right? You get a win, but you're not really happy with it, right? That happens several times, right? It's like, man, we got the win. We didn't deserve it. Man, we got the win, but we could have played way better. Man, we got the win, but we were really lucky. Whatever it was. What I decided is, from here on out, that's not happening anymore. For me, at least. Now, there might be small things here and there. But like at this point forward, you take every win however you can get it. For example, tonight, no Donovan Mitchell. I don't care. I don't care. In December or October or November, I would have been like, yeah, it's a win. I really wish the Magic could have played against Donovan Mitchell. Like, I would have loved to see that. But now I'm like, screw that. Magic win? It's a big night. We're going to look at the scores around the league. There's some other important results around the league that impact the Magic standings. Every game counts. And so I'm not going to sit here and pick it apart. Janine says, what's going on, Magic Maniacs? Watching from Texas. Great team win. Let's freaking go. Shout out to Janine. Shout out to Santi. Lots of other people here in the chat. Some of our patrons we got to meet last week over Tuesday and Wednesday. That, you know, home doubleheader last week and Shaq's retirement, jersey retirement, all that kind of stuff. Got to meet so many of you guys in person. It was a blast. What a great, basically, 24 hours that was. Obviously, you would love to get the win on Tuesday. But get the win on Wednesday, which was awesome. Which was awesome. Matthew says, shout out Big Brother Mo. Facts, man. Mo was killing it. Let's see here. Chris says, win streak started. Man, that streak started right before the break. You know, Magic beat the Knicks on that Wednesday before the break. Get the win tonight. And as they said on the broadcast tonight, I believe it's seven straight games now after this one. Seven straight games against teams under 500. I'm not saying you should go 7-0. This is the NBA. That's very difficult to do. However, I'm not saying you shouldn't go 6-1, 5-2. It's time to start cooking. Time to start cooking. Let's see. Everett said, Cole just needed the rest. So glad he's back. Yeah. Man, he was so good. So good, man. A couple times tonight, was like, no. Yes. That stretch, I think, was the end of the third quarter. Those back-to-back possessions. Oh, gosh. That's funny. Chris says, let's try to get the fifth or fourth seed. Yeah. Fourth seems pretty tough. Fifth might be possible. I just want to get six. Like, if we get more than that, that's great. I feel like this team is very capable of getting six. If I were to predict right now, I would say they will get sixth. fifth or fourth would be crazy. That'd be crazy. And at that point, honestly, you're just picking and choosing which matchup you want. If it's between fifth and sixth, you know, would you rather play the four seed whoever or the three seed whoever? Now, if we're talking four seed and we're talking home court advantage, whew, good grief. Can you imagine that? That'd be wild. Ben, our guy Benjamin of the Sixth Fan Show, says 27-0 run incoming. Let's go, Ben. Oh, man. Matthew says, shout out to Isaac, the Minister of Defense. Man, J.I. just, there is not a game that he doesn't come in and impact, right? Like, it just doesn't happen. Even in those stupid games where he plays 8 minutes, right? There are eight really good minutes. And tonight, he was just terrific defensively. So, so good. Omar says, Ingles not being terrible. Joe Ingles was cooking tonight. Guys, the fast break where he got the steal and the entire bench was freaking out because they wanted him to dunk it and then he laid it in and they were all just visibly disappointed. Probably top five funniest moments of the season. At least for me, I thought it was hilarious. That entire bench, Cole, Markel, Admiral, Goga, all those guys just gutted when Joe laid it in with the left. Oh, so funny. Oh, that killed me. Oh, man. Moving Pictures says, give Cole a clear role and minutes and watch what he does to end the season. Man, when Cole is cooking, we are a problem. Problem. And man, he was cooking tonight. Love to see that. Love that. You guys are funny. Michael says, good to see you, Kevin. Great episode earlier. Mo Wagner, what a game. Great win. Go Magic. Hit the like button. Another one of our patrons, another Magic Maniac we got to see last week, which is a lot of fun. Luke, co-host of the Six Man Show, says, they killed us with Sam Merrill last time, and we got them with Mo Wagner tonight. Only fair. That's facts. That is facts. Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned this. I had already kind of forgotten it in some ways. I am a fan, not an owner. Says, let's not forget. Hope Suggs doesn't miss any time. Can't afford new injuries with all the injury maintenance on this team. Guys, I would fully expect Jalen Suggs to be out at least a week, maybe two. That looked like a man that was concussed, if you ask me. I know, you know, obviously, Jalen takes a lot of contact. He's beat up every night. So maybe he was just feeling it in the moment. You know, but that was a serious hit from Wind Daddy, as Luke calls him. Hate to see that, but I would not get your hopes up about Jalen coming back anytime soon. I would be surprised if we see him within less than a week. I'll put it that way. Yikes.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire.
Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you believe in says, did our boys finally figure out how to use a break-in schedule to their advantage? I mean, it's no secret. This team has been awful with extended rest this season. So bad. You get the most rest we've had all season long tonight and get a really, really big win. I mean, love to see that. Love to see that. Oh, man. Yeah, lots of Magic Maniacs. Look, Michael, this is so true. He says lots of Magic Maniacs in here. Hit that like button. Yeah, if you're here, if you're checking us out, please hit that like button. There's over 156 of you here right now. If even half of you hit the like button, that would be amazing. Please, if you're enjoying this content, hit that like button. Also want to say, if you're new to this, we are the Six Man Show. We're an Orlando Magic podcast. Put out episodes every Monday and Thursday, and we're here live on YouTube after each and every Orlando Magic game. If you like Orlando Magic content, this is the place to be. Come check us out. Subscribe if you are new. And like I said, please hit that like button. It really helps us out, and it's free. And it takes one tap of your finger or one click of your mouse or whatever, one click of your trackpad. Always appreciate that. Thank you. K Dizzy says, what a way to ring in your fifth year as a podcast with a huge Magic W. That was a big one. That was a big one for sure. Oh, man. Luke, a little sneak peek to what we're going to talk about here in a little bit. 1.5 games back from the 5 seed. Yep, we're going to look at the standings here in a little bit, look at some of the other scores around the league. It was a good night. Not great. There were a couple things that didn't go the Magic's way, but it was a good night for sure for the Magic. A couple more of these chats here. We'll fly through these, and then we'll look at some numbers on the night. Michael Martin says, CP3's favorite ref, Scott Foster. Yeah. Chris says, how do you feel about Boston? I would feel that's a toss-up series. Woof, I hope we don't play Boston. I hope we're not the 8 seed. But maybe if we end up as the 5 seed and we play them in the second round, that'd be spicy. It's tough because obviously on paper, Boston is elite, right? But we play them really well. I know they kicked our tails in December up in Boston. And obviously they would certainly be the favorites. But part of me would love if the Magic were able to play them just to get that experience. I think it could be really fun. But I obviously would not. I would not predict us to win. That's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, man. let's see here. Oh, gosh. You guys are funny. Apparently, we lost you. You guys lost me at some point. Hopefully everything's back. But I'm just reading some of these comments now. I don't know what happened. Everything looked fine on my end. I don't know if my internet dropped or whatever, but TH962 says, that wasn't a fast break. That was a slow break from Joe. Joe knows one speed. That is slow-mo Joe. That's for sure, but that was hilarious, man. Evan says, J.I. has to have the best second jump in the NBA, right? It's got to be up there, man. Crazy. Crazy. Michael says, 3 games for matching last season's win total. Isn't that wild? Here we sit, February 22nd. Love to see that. Love to see that. Franz Boogie says, the song Going Diamond. Facts, bro. Facts. Okay, he know hoop says, Moe said that Jalen Suggs is okay in his postgame presser. Well, heard that there. We'll see. Sometimes it can be the next day when things like this get truly evaluated. So we'll see. But it's good to know that at least it's not something 100% confirmed right away that he's going to be out. So we'll take a look at that, obviously, tomorrow. Guys, wow. Okay, really quick, my thoughts on this game before we look at some of the stats and stuff, the box score and all that good stuff. Paolo, questionable coming into this game with an illness, missed shoot-around this morning. Ended up playing, obviously, but clearly, at least to me, not himself. Also did not get the benefit of the whistle tonight. He shot 2 free throws. Paolo Banchero has shot 2 free throws in his last 2 games combined. That is ludicrous. That is insanity. Crazy. Crazy. But anyway, Paolo, not himself, still was able to contribute in a lot of ways tonight. But especially when it comes to moving the basketball. This team, that's the other thing I was going to talk about. This team moved the basketball so well tonight. I was so impressed. Not just moving the ball at the perimeter, but getting in the paint. Not just kicking it out to the perimeter, but getting in the paint and then finding other guys cutting, wraparound passes. Like, that second quarter especially was a clinic, especially against this Cavs team. That's so good defensively. As those big guys in the middle. Super, super happy with that. Again, I thought defensively this team was locked in tonight. I loved the very, very end of the game when technically this game was probably over, but the Magic still like clamped down at the very end to force a five-second violation on the inbounds pass. Elite performance from the Magic tonight defensively. You just love to see that. It was great. Let's go ahead and look at some of these stats here because it's an interesting one. Nothing jumps out at you, obviously. The first one is Mo Wagner, right? 22. That's a great night for him. But our normal guys that are up there in the 20s, it wasn't there tonight. But it didn't have to. You had six guys in double figures. The team shot the ball really well. And so obviously you'll take all those things. Paolo will start. Oh, no, where's Franz? There's Franz. Franz is always at the top. We'll start with him. Franz with 14 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, a steal on 6 of 11 shooting, 1 of 4 from 3. I thought Franz, I know statistically it wasn't a great night for him, and this is going to be a trend here between him and Paolo. I thought he was excellent tonight. I thought Franz was really, really good. No, he didn't drop 30. You know, no, he didn't shoot 45% from 3. But I thought he was in control. Obviously, the 4 assists, I think, is unkind to him. Like, he was moving the ball really well. Same thing with Paolo. I thought Franz was terrific tonight. I thought he was really, really good. Paolo, obviously, did not shoot the ball well, but did hit some timely buckets. Like, especially in that fourth quarter. I know the game was not mathematically out of reach, but it felt like the game was... Let me back up. The game mathematically was not out of reach, but it felt like the game was starting to slip away there in the fourth quarter when Paolo hit that big three. Timely buckets for him. But you take away the shooting, I thought he was terrific. I thought he was great. Again, just like Franz. Only 12 points, 4 assists, 6 boards. Those 4 assists were unkind to him because he was such a big part of moving the basketball. I'd be so curious how many what we call like hockey assists Franz and Paolo had tonight, where they made a good pass that led to another pass, which was the assist. You know what I'm saying? I thought those guys were really good. Again, didn't shoot the ball particularly well, Paolo. Franz didn't get a ton of shots tonight, but I thought both of those guys were really good. They did what they needed to do to get the win because other guys were able to carry more of the load. One of those guys, Wendell, 12 points tonight. Very quiet 12 points. I thought he had less than that. But ends up with 12 points for him, 2 boards, an assist, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. You love to see that. And really held his own tonight against Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Jalen Suggs, limited minutes tonight, only 18 minutes. We just talked about him getting hit in the head by Wendell. Only 7 points tonight for him, 3 assists, 1 rebound, and one really great steal, and ends up with the fast break dunk. That was fun too. Gary, I talked about him a little bit at the beginning. Gary with 8 points tonight. But the thing with Gary was not his scoring or his numbers. I thought defensively Gary Harris was terrific tonight. He was so good. He was so good, so active. Did a great job on Garland when he was given that opportunity. Shout out Gary Harris. Anthony Black, first guard off the bench tonight. 9 points for him. Played 23 minutes. Obviously no Markel was a part of that. And then no Jalen as well in the second half. Well, part of the second half. 3 boards as well, 2 assists for him. Anthony Black, you know, 1 of 2 from 3, you can't be mad at that. You know, very glad to see Anthony Black get some meaningful minutes tonight. I hope he gets more of those. Joe Ingles, man, you can't, speaking of can't ask more, I mean, Joe Ingles was perfect tonight. 4 of 4 from the field, 3 of 3 from 3, 12 points for him. Also had 2 assists, a little bit of mojo there a couple times tonight. I mean, when Joe Ingles is knocking down threes, look out. Lethal. Lethal, and the Magic did a really good job of finding him when he was really open. J.I. tonight, 7.7 boards in 18 minutes. And again, just a huge impact defensively for J.I. And obviously, these two guys are the reason we won the game. Mo Wagner, 22 points, 7 boards off the bench for the Magic. He was just cooking them all night long. And not just from perimeter, like not from the perimeter. He only had 1 3. He was cooking them inside, like in the paint, which is where you'd expect the Cavs to really do a better job, you know, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen. But he cooked him. He took contact, didn't matter. He was not shying away from that moment, and man, did he answer. He was great tonight. And then Cole Anthony, especially in the second half, wow, 13 points, 6 boards, 6 of 8 from the field, obviously very efficient and very timely buckets down the stretch in very important moments. Cole Anthony, Mo Wagner, and that whole bench unit, the reason you win this game. Look at these numbers. I mentioned them earlier. Plus minus, plus 21, plus 23, plus 17, plus 18, plus 8 for the bench. Elite bench numbers tonight. before we look at some of the team stats, polar opposite here from the Cavs. All five stars in double figures. All five starters, well, except for Isaac Cora. Positive plus minus and the bench. Look at that. Good grief. Minus 10, minus 9, minus 10, minus 20, minus 5 for the bench. Minus 20. Niang with minus 20 in 15 minutes. Holy smokes. Wow. You can't, you know, plus minus, you can't look at it in a vacuum like that. But it is funny when you see stuff like that. It's very funny. Looking at some of these team stats here, points in the paint, Cleveland's always going to get a bunch of those. 56 to 46. They outscore you in the paint. Help to the Magic were shooting the ball well from distance, which we'll look at in a second. Fast break points, it was talked about on the broadcast. This team, this Cleveland team, likes to run a lot more this season than they have in the past couple years. They end up with 17 fast break points, only 8 for the Magic, which is surprising when you look at the turnovers, which we'll see in a second. Magic had the biggest lead of the night with 14, and the bench, guys. This is how we were winning games at the beginning of the season. 63 bench points. 63, are you kidding me? 63 to their 24. Bench smoked the Cavs tonight. Love to see that. 13 turnovers for the Magic, which you'll take that against this Cleveland team. Very good defensive Cleveland team, excuse me. I'm not angry at that. Credit to the Magic. They force 17 turnovers and they get 28 points off those 17 turnovers. Really, really good performance defensively for the Magic. Looking at some of these shooting stats, Magic shoot 51% from the field. Cleveland shot 55% from the field. Okay. They were not bad, especially three-point shooting. They were 45% from three. Also not bad. But the Magic were 56% from three. And that also had 14 more shots. 14 more shots for this team. Big, big time. Obviously, that comes down to those turnovers, 10 offensive rebounds. A lot had to go into those shots, right? Extra shots, extra possessions is really important for this Magic team, especially on nights when they're not shooting the ball well. But even a night like tonight where Cleveland does shoot the ball well, that means extra possessions are even more important. So credit to the Magic for making those happen. Like I said, 56% from three, 14 of 25. Sensational. And then 16 of 18 from the free throw line for basically 89%. Sensational. Great shooting night for the Magic. I'm not going to get my hopes that that's going to be the normal, obviously, because that is not how this team plays basketball. But when it happens, you're obviously very, very grateful for it. Even rebounds. Cavs had more assists than the Magic. That's surprising to me. 8 steals for both teams. Cavs with more blocks. Already talked about the turnovers, points in the paint, all that good stuff. Interesting stuff tonight. Yeah, let's look at some of the thoughts from chat here before we look at some of the other scores and the standings around the league. Ty says, I've never been to a playoff game. It's about time. Ty, right around the corner, man. Come April. I started creating a document for you guys. Well, not for you guys, for us, but I'll tell you guys. If the Magic don't have home court, which they probably won't, but if they don't have home court, game three, based on last year's schedules, game three will be either Thursday, April 25th, Friday, April 26th, or Saturday, April 27th. Now, am I putting the cart before the horse here? Yeah. Okay. A lot has to happen. We got to, like, make it, obviously. So please, I hope I'm not jinxing anything here. But those are the dates. Game three, tie. That's for you right there. That's for you. Oh, man. Shahin says, I'm glad Struce didn't cook us too much tonight. Yeah. Man, that dude loves to cook us. Michael says, good win. Really like the balance of the team as they find scoring from multiple players, even when stars don't play well. Facts. Michael Lynch says, some elite passes tonight. Big time. Big time. Do you believe in this? The cool thing about this box score is that it looks so well distributed. Facts, man. You just love to see that. Love to see that. Destined for Greatness says, love the grit. This team doesn't back down when the game gets physical. This team loves it when it gets physical. Love that. Marino says, refs mostly suck. Facts. Soul Train says, glad to see Cole Anthony playing better. And Luke says, hold up, we're 4 games back from the 3 seed. Hold up. Hold up. It's a thing. Guys, let's look at some of the scores around the league. Because there's a couple that are interesting. A couple that are interesting for the Magic in particular. Obviously, the Magic win 116-109. Love to see that. Celtics, currently on top. Looks like they're going to pull out the win over the Bulls. Not surprising there. Pelicans beating down the Rockets right now. Thunder, looks like they'll probably pull out that win, although there's a little bit of time there. Oh, my good grief. Nuggets going into the half up 72-46. Good gosh, over the Wizards. Wizards are awful. Terrible. Hornets currently leading the Jazz. Wow, that's wild. The Hornets playing some good basketball. Some of the final scores, though. Pacers beat the Pistons, of course, by 14. Pistons made it interesting. They were down like 29 at the half, I believe. Got it down to as little as 10, I want to say, there in the fourth quarter. But couldn't really force a full comeback, and Pacers win. This is the one that's the most interesting, though. Knicks still playing well, fine, whatever. The Sixers continue to fall apart without Joel Embiid. That is what is interesting, because in a moment we're going to look at the standings and look out. Sixers free falling. Raptors beat the Nets and the Mavericks. Wow, the Mavericks beat the Suns. Interesting night there in Dallas. If you've been on social media, yikes. I'm not going to go into that, but some clown behavior by some fans there in Dallas. Foolish, childish, gross behavior. But this is what the people want to see here. Whoa. Miami Heat did not play tonight. So the Magic automatically go up a half game with the win. What I think is equally as important as who the Magic are trailing, I think it's important to look at who the team that they're ahead of. With this win tonight, the Magic are now 4.5 games ahead of the Chicago Bulls, 6.5 games ahead of the Atlanta Hawks, and they are 9.5 games, 9.5 games clear of missing postseason basketball. 9.5 games. When you look at this team being healthy, when you look at this team and the schedule that's ahead, it would take a monumental, epic collapse to avoid postseason basketball for this team. I don't say that to scare you. I say that to get you all excited. This team is only, I would say, 2 weeks away from, not mathematically, but essentially confirming postseason basketball. And when I say postseason basketball, I mean at least the play-in. Because they, like I said, 9.5 games ahead of missing the postseason. You just love to see that. And it is, guys, it is February. It is not even March, and we're talking about avoiding missing the postseason. Incredible. What a season this has been, guys. Wow. Okay. That's the people that are behind us. Looking ahead, the people that are in front of us. Indiana wins tonight, so we are still a half game back of them. Philadelphia loses tonight, so the Orlando Magic are now 1.5 games behind the 5 seed. The Knicks, they won tonight. 3 games back. You obviously stay 3 games back of them. And the Bucks. I don't believe the Bucks played tonight. I know they hadn't played yet. I don't think they're in the late games. No, they're not. So the Bucks have not played tonight. So you're 4 games back of them. And then obviously you beat the Cavs. You're 6 games back. 2 seeds not going to happen, guys. Forget that. 6 games. but you guys want me to talk about the 3 seed. The 3 seed's not going to happen, guys. There's no way. There's no way. Like 4 games back, that's not a lot, obviously. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, technically 5 teams between you and the 3 seed if you count Miami. 5 teams. Like, you're not jumping 5 teams in 27 games unless you go like 23-4 or something crazy. Okay. Could it happen? Sure. My eyes right now are on the 6th seed, and then we'll talk after that. Okay. Regardless, a huge win for the Magic tonight. I'm going to look at one more thing. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. Well, okay. I'll just pull it up on my phone really fast. I'm going to come back to our main screen here because coming into this game, obviously, the Magic, if you haven't heard this, the Magic had the best remaining strength of schedule in the entire NBA. Now, obviously, you played a very good Cleveland team. And so now, holy smokes, the Orlando Magic remaining strength of schedule, the remaining opponents with an average of win percentage of 42.6%. Yeah, that is almost 4 percentage points better than the next team. Whew. Talk to me nice. Whew. Couple more thoughts from the chat. We're going to call it a night here. Let's see. Jay Ward says, bench angels. Orlando Magic. Love that. Soul Train says, 76ers have no excuse. Sure, Joel is out, but New York is without Randall and OG. Here's the thing with the Joel Embiid stuff. I 100% agree with you. 100%. That team, even without Joel Embiid, I know they are built around him. And so when he's out, it's obviously a miss. But they should not be free-falling. They should not be free-falling. And that team is absolutely free-falling. What are they in their last 10? 3-7. 3-7. I'm surprised it's that good. I thought it was more like 2-8. They are free-falling, and they shouldn't be. Arto says, Hornets are actually really watchable since the trade deadline. Yeah. And the Magic played them several times here. Do I still have this up on my phone? Magic played them several times. They played them 3 times still. Wish it was in the first half of the season, but hey, I think the Magic can still take care of business there. Let's see here. A couple more of these here. Robert says, looking ahead, we could win easy the next six game or next 8 games. Again, schedule says that. You're not wrong. This is the NBA, though. I expect 1, maybe 2 losses in that stretch because that's what it is. But again, if you go 5-2 in this next 7 games, I'll take that. I'll take it. Yeah, there'll be a couple disappointing losses in there, but 5-2 over a 7-game stretch in the NBA? Why not? Why not? TH says 1 of 4 teams with less than 10 losses at home. That's crazy. Yeah, Magic cooking at home. And guess what, folks? A lot of home games coming up in March. A whole heck of a lot of home games. Love to see that. Oh, man. Luke says, let's go Pelicans tomorrow. You know what? Let's look at tomorrow's games. Why not? This is how we'll end the show. We'll look at tomorrow's games. Destin for Greatness says, love that we have a lot of home games left on the schedule. 6-man advantage. Facts. Facts, man. All right, let's look at tomorrow's games just because I'm curious. You intrigued me with your comment there, Luke. Raptors, Hawks, doesn't really matter. Cavs, Sixers. Ooh, look at that. Let's go Cavs again, right? Wizards, Thunder. Oh, that's what you're talking about. They play the Heat. Okay, yeah. Let's go Pels. Heck yeah. Love to see that. Hornets, Warriors. Okay, so there's really only one game that really impacts the Magic tomorrow. That's the one. Guys, this was so much fun. What a fun way to come back. I missed you guys. I missed doing this. This was great. And I'm so glad we got to enjoy this with a win. What a fun one. And what a huge win for this team. Great way to come back from the break. Big win against a really, really tough opponent. But that's going to do it for us tonight. We'll be back Saturday night, Magic in Detroit, guys. I don't want to say you have to win that game, but you have to win that game, right? I know it's the NBA. Any team can win. Doesn't matter. Regardless, win or loss, you know we'll be right here after that one. Hope you guys have a really nice weekend. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your Saturday. We'll be back after that game Saturday night. It's a late tip, 8 p.m., but we'll see you after that one. Until then, let's go Magic.